If you didn't know it was there, chances are pretty low that Kingsway Restaurant would ever catch your attention. It's in a strip mall on the west side of town, off of Isles and across from American Harvest Eatery and the Office Sports Bar. The outside has a modest yet colorful sign, which clarifies the food is African and Caribbean. However, this place specializes in West African cuisine.
I noticed that a lot of people are more familiar with Ethiopian food. It's Ethiopian food, and our food is completely different because those are two different regions of Africa. You know, Africa is a big continent. It's not a country like most people think it is.
That's the general manager, Daniel Obibi. The 25-year-old was born in Nigeria and works here with his mother, grandmother, and a couple other employees. Obibi came to Central Illinois with his mother as a teenager. She ran a catering business back in Nigeria, but after winning the lottery there, she decided to try and live out the American dream. The restaurant now specializes in well-loved recipes from back home.
Jerk chicken, that's really popular. A lot of people love that. The jollof rice, it's probably the best rice that we have. Boiled rice cooked in bell peppers, tomatoes, onions.
You also have like organ meats, gizzards and stuff like that.
Yes, we have chicken gizzard on a stick. We have gizzards and plantains.
We have spinach. We have curry chicken. We have curry goat. We have jerk chicken. We have plantain and beans. We have tapioca coconut pudding.
Back in the kitchen, Daniel's mom, Omolara, is showing me around. She points out two huge pots of rice being kept warm on the stove. One has the jollof rice, the other rice and beans.
We have fresh thyme, that's stick, coconut milk, onions, spring onions, allspice.
Special spices go into every recipe. Some have to be imported from Nigeria. Omolara says bringing this food to Springfield was an easy decision. There was no competition.
You know, people had to travel from here to St. Louis to go get something like this, or Chicago. So we decided to open. And, you know, since we opened, we've been seeing a great response. And the people have been loving it.
Today, I play it safe and order some jerk chicken, which comes with fried cabbage, plantains, and rice and beans. On a previous visit, I was more adventurous and went for gizzards and plantains. While gizzards, an organ meat from the digestive tract of chickens, are decidedly not my thing, the flavors used are truly unique and exciting. I also tried a goat curry and unashamedly took home a friend's leftovers. They were promptly devoured by my husband before I could manage to have a second bite. The only slight disappointment I have is when Omolara prepares my jerk chicken by taking the darkly colored thigh and leg out of a fridge.
I can't even explain how many ingredients we have in this chicken. It's like 12 different kind of things, you know, blend together to make this. That's why you see the color is like that.
She clearly roasted it in shop, but proceeds to pop it in the microwave to heat. As delicious as this dish ends up, I can only imagine it would be even more so if prepared another way. Still, I'll take it however I can get it. The dark meat maintains its moisture, and the portion is well worth the $11 price tag. Omolara says she plans to change up the recipes depending on the season and what food can be easily sourced locally. The goat, for instance, is raised in southern Illinois. Many of the dishes can be made vegetarian or vegan, and with the wide array of vegetable dishes offered, Kingsway is sure to be a favorite among that crowd. If all this sounds a little overwhelming, don't be dissuaded. Daniel assures me the staff is happy to help novices to this sort of food navigate the menu.
You know, we're going to definitely help you out with the menu when you come out here and break it down and explain every single thing that you're getting. And also the menu itself is self-explanatory. It lists the items that are, you know, inside of the food and everything. So
Kingsway is located in the same spot another restaurant had previously resided. The Vietnamese and Thai place called Jujubee Cafe had a short life. Kingsway hopes for a more successful future, allowing it to broaden Springfield's food horizon. I'm Rachel Otwell.